Sixth chapter of St. John, beginning in verse 5, the Bible reads, "And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Jesus said, Make the men sit down. There was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." The base of our thinking this morning, coming from the 12th verse, "And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Supporting scripture, verses 33 through 35 of the same chapter. The Bible reads, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. It's time to pick up the pieces. It's time to pick up the pieces.
I realize that it wasn't because of your goodness, it wasn't because of anything that you have done, but somehow, some way, the Lord God just touched you this morning, allowed you to yet be still counted amongst the living, and oh, hallelujah, what a time, what a time. Anytime we realize that we are still above the ground, we ought to be able to tell our God, thank you. We realize that the death train is still rolling. Somebody left early this morning. Somebody going to leave this evening. Somebody going to leave tonight. And it very well could be any of us. The good thing is that you're not going anywhere until the Lord God gets ready. And if God is ready for you, then what can we say? He's the one that gave and he is the one that can take away. So we're just thankful to God for being that kind of God that has shown himself in such a mighty way through his word on last week. I believe that God's word found us wherever it was that you were. God's word found you right there. A lot of times some folk feel like that you have to be where they are or you have to be in a particular position, but you can be high, you can be low. God can find you wherever you are. And the thing is that when he finds you, you ought to be receptive. You ought to be ready. You ought to be glad to know that God has been looking for you. You know, we talked about that lost sheep on last Sunday. And if you're the one that's lost, you want somebody to come out and look for you. Then how many of you are so glad that you got a shepherd this morning? A shepherd that will find you wherever you might be. A shepherd that will lead a 99 and go out and search for that one. And the Bible declares that after he finds that one, there's joy. There's joy that comes from true repentance. When we repent to God, when we let God know whose side that we are on, then we know that God can bless us even where we are. God found us last week and restored our hope, and he energized our spirit and put us in a place where we got a joyful praise this morning. You know, it ought not be a burden for you to praise God. Nobody ought not have to prompt you up to praise God. All you got to do is just think about how good God has been to you. You don't have to worry about what he's saying to with your neighbor. You can just look at your own life and know that God is a miracle worker. God is a way maker. God is a deliverer. Somebody know God to be their healer this morning. Somebody found out that God is a keeper that will keep you when everything else seemed to be falling all apart. God is still right there. then I heard through the word of God where it said that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake us. So I'm so thankful to God for being in the presence of a loving God that saved so many souls last week and victories that was won last week. Somebody put the enemy up under his feet. Somebody declared that I know that I've been going through, but I'm going on through, and I'm not just going to stay right here and have a pity party. I'm not going to wait on my change to come. I'm going to just praise God while I yet still have a chance. And God allowed us last week to lay down a foundation that we were able to build upon, because we found out last Sunday morning that there was joy that comes from true repentance. God allowed us to witness the move of God's power and his spirit and the word of God on last Sunday morning. And throughout the week as well, God still blessed the people of a loving God. Then I thank God for Pastor Napper when he came, and he fell right there, right in on point when he began to talk to us about Brother Joseph and how the Lord God was with him. When God is with us. And you know, as we began to think about that, little did we know that Pastor Bishop was going to come right back and declare us and give us that challenge with that question, who are you going to call? So if God is with you, then you ought to know who to call. You ought to know that you can call on the power of a loving God. You ought to know that when you call on God, he will stand right there by your side. Isn't it good to know that you can call on him even if you don't have a strong voice? You can still call on the power of a loving God. That there's somebody that never raises their voice above a whisper, but they can still get in contact with their God. That there's somebody this morning that may not be able to put their words together eloquently, but they are able to say, Lord, I just want you to stop by and see about me. Anybody talk to God this morning? Anybody, when you rolled out of your bed and you saw that bright sunshine coming through the window, were you able to say, Lord, I just want to thank you for the sunshine? We had sunshine, we had rain, we had wind last week, but God blessed us in the midst of it all. How many of you are glad to know that a little water ain't going to hurt you? Every now and again, you got to come out anyhow. Got to learn how we talk about, we're Baptists, we've been baptized in the water, then why are we afraid of God's rain? We ought to be glad to get out there and get in the rain every now and again and let our hair get a little wet. And we ought to be glad to be able to call on the power of a loving God. I thank God for all that we received this week, because I feel like, you know, when you get to that place where you say, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. That man was feeding us so much, I tell you, you couldn't take anything and get it off, but you just had to accept the word of God. Seemed like the more he gave you, the more that you wanted. And then all of a sudden your cup began to get full. And every now and again, you ought to get your cup full enough to let it have an overflow effect. You ever have an overflow effect? You know, you done got all the Lord that you can just stand for one moment, but then you say, Lord, feed me just a little bit more. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I will be satisfied. I thank God for being a cup filler this morning. And I'm so glad that I found out how important it is not to disregard the blessings of the Lord. Out of all of the preaching that we heard last week, we still can't get enough. That bread of life, that bread that feeds us when we get hungry, that's the bread that we need to depend on every day of our lives. Once we get our fill, we got to understand how important it is to not be wasteful for the things that are left over. We all had something, even after benediction, we shouldn't have let it go. We can't continue to allow the word of God to minister and manifest itself in us. Have you ever noticed how sometimes you can be in service and after you get home and you begin to sort of recollect your thoughts and you began to run back through your mind some of the things that were said, and as you began to relive those things that were said, it even have a deeper meaning to you because you have stole away and it's just you and God. It's not all the other folk. It's not all the people that are surrounding you. You don't have to high five your neighbor. You don't have to talk to your neighbor. You can just talk to your God and let God know that, Lord, I heard what you had to say, and God, I thank you for the word that you implanted in my heart, you got to understand that when the word of God is being preached, there's something in that word just for you. And you got to learn how to reach in there and get yours, that once you get it, you can't be selfish with it. If you get it, you got to learn how to share it. You got to learn how to declare that there is some good news. I come to tell you this morning that there is a mighty God that loves us more than we love ourselves. And we got to understand that when we got so much of God's word this week, we can't allow the leftovers to be leftovers. We got to pick up the fragments. We got to pick up the little pieces that was left. We got to realize that there's somebody that wasn't able to be here, that there's somebody that couldn't be here. So you got to take some of that that you got and share it with somebody else. Anybody know how to share the word of God? Then there come a time you got to share what God has done for you with somebody else. Because you serve an able God. You serve a God that is able to do anything that needs to be done. So I found that there are times in your life that you need to just take time out to pick up the pieces that are left. First of all, as we think about our positive and encouraging words that we receive during our revival, that we must pray and believe that God will strengthen us. God will allow us to hold on, and we can hold out if we trust the power of a loving God. But we got to be very wary about the tricks of the enemy. The enemy will slip in and he will try to tear down everything that you got. But you got to learn how to allow him not to be a stumbling block, but let him be a stepping stone. Whenever that enemy began to come in and invade your territory, you got to talk to that God that you know that is right there by your side. You can't allow the enemy to tempt you and to try you and to make you think that it is not about the power of a loving God. You see, I serve a God that has been going through some things, and the Lord that we serve, he is able to do what nobody else can do. And every time God blesses you, I come to let you know the enemy wants to rob you. Everything that you tried to hold on to from last week, the enemy is trying to drain it out of your life. He's trying to remind you of some of your yesterdays. He's trying to make you begin to think that it wasn't worth all of that, or it didn't take all of that. But you got to trust the power of a loving God. Is there anybody in here trusting God this morning? Anybody realize that even though I got something from the revival, I've been going through some other changes in my life, and I decided that I'm going to stand despite what I got to go through. I got trials and tribulations in my life, but that's all right, because as I go through my trials and my tribulation, the Bible declared that Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. I got to let you know this morning that just because you love God, that does not exempt you from going through. Just because you got saved during the revival, that don't mean the enemy is not going to try to pull everything back away from you. Just because you got your mind made up that the Lord God is on your side, don't you know whenever you are at your weakest moment, that's when the enemy is going to try you. You got to think about Jesus himself. Jesus himself was tried by the enemy. For the Bible declared that Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted there by the devil. The devil had his mind made up that for 40 days and for 40 nights, he ought to be hungry enough now that he'll do what I want him to do. How many of you know that I don't care how hungry you get, you ought to trust the power of a loving God. You ought to be able to look at the examples of Jesus. And when we look here, it says that when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made into bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take them up a little bit higher into the holy city, setting him on a pedestal up in the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they dash thy foot against the stone. If the devil can try Jesus, what you think he's going to do with you? If you came to a place where you said, I'm not going to do what I used to do, then the enemy is going to allow you to have the resources to get a hold of some things that you don't need to get your hands on. You got to learn how to tell that devil, just like Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. Anybody know how to talk to the devil? Anybody realize that you just can't take him at face value? Anybody know that he's out to rob, steal, kill, and to destroy? He don't want you to have a good day. He don't want you to have joy in your heart. He want to drain all of the joy that you got down. But I come to let you know this morning that we serve a mighty God. I serve a God that I want to be just like Jesus. When you take me up to the mountain, I want to know that God is right there on the mountaintop. When I come back down through the valley and I walk in the valley and realize that everybody in the valley don't like you. Everybody in the valley is not on your side. But you got to trust the power of a loving God. How many of you know that the Lord God will do what nobody else can do? God is able this morning. God will cleanse you up. God will pick you up. God will make everything all right in your life. But you got to trust the power of a loving God. You got to know when you seem like you don't have enough, that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that can take a little bit and spread it out to be a whole lot. I serve a God that knows how to give the increase. But there are times in your life this morning when you realize that you're all by yourself. But I thank God in the name of Jesus that I found out I'm not all by myself. I woke up this morning and the Lord God was right by my side. I woke up this morning, I realized that the Lord God was in the bedroom. Anybody wake up with the Lord this morning? Found out that God was right there all the time. He watched over you while you slumbered and you slept. The Lord God allowed you to open up your eyes one more time. And I don't know about you this morning, but I thank my God. I thank God for Jesus this morning. I thank him because I know that he is the bread of life. The Bible said that Jesus said on one occasion, if you get hungry, I am the bread of life. Now when you eat up the bread of life, you don't have to worry about getting hungry anymore. But even if you eat of that bread and drink of that cup, the Bible declares you won't even get thirsty no more. Anybody ever had some bread and that bread began to choke you up? I found out that I got some bread that won't choke you, some bread that won't get you all fat, some bread that's not gluten-free, bread that has come from the power of a loving God. I want to let you know that the same God, the God that was right there with Moses when the children of Israel began to complain, and the Lord God sent manna down from heaven. There's always somebody wants something to eat, and I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning after a Holy Ghost revival to let you know I've been revived. I got what the Lord had for me, and I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God, a God that will feed me when I get hungry. I found out that he is the bread of life. If I eat of the bread of my God, I found out that everything is going to be all right. But is there anybody in the house that God has to let you know who he is? Every now and again, you got to see the power of God. So we're here, we find the power of God. In our text this morning, there were some people there. They've been around Jesus for a mighty long time. They've been blessed by the power of a loving God. God had healed their sick soul. The Bible said there were multitudes all around him. For the Bible declared that God began to lay hands on them. And everybody that had a disease or a sickness, they were healed of whatever was wrong with them. Is there anybody in the house this morning that got something going on in your body and you need a touch from on high? I just stop by to let you know that God will be right there by your side. I want to tell you about a man called Jesus that sits high and he looks down low. He knows every pain that's going on in your body. If you don't feel like lifting up holy hands, you ought to just tell the Lord, I thank you anyhow. I will continue to open up my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, to continue to be in my mouth. For I want to let you know that I'm talking about a God that looked around and realized that there's so many people here. But he said to Brother Philip, I want you to go and get me some bread. Philip began to look around and said, look at all of these folk in here. I can take all the money that we got, and I can buy all the bread that I can buy, but it won't be enough for everybody to get a little bit. But they say, I see a little lad here. This lad got 5 loaves of bread, and he just got 2 little fish. But I want to let you know about the power of God. Jesus said, go sit everybody down, for there were over 5,000 men in the midst of them. And they sat down on the grass, realized that I'm hungry now, but I serve a mighty God. A God can take a little bit and stretch it out for a whole lot. For my Bible declares that they began to feed the disciples. And after he fed the disciples, he told the disciples, feed the people. They began to feed the people bread and fish. Is there anybody in the house that realize that you serve a mighty God, that he is able to take 2 fish and feed over 5,000 folk? For the Bible declares in his word, not only did they eat what they had to eat, but they got all that they wanted to get. I stopped by to let you know that he went lousing out a little bit here and a little bit there. Everybody got all the bread they wanted to eat. Everybody got all the fish that they wanted to eat. Then they looked around and realized that there were some fragments left. Have you ever had any leftovers and put them in the refrigerator? And then your loved one go and look in the refrigerator. Say, I don't want that. I had that yesterday. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that it's time to pick up the pieces. When God give you more than what you need, you got to learn how to reserve some things. You got to learn how to pick up the basket. The Bible declared that the disciples went out with the basket, and they filled up over 12 baskets, had more than they had enough. If you serve the power of a loving God, God will give you everything that you need. I just stopped by to tell Files Chapel that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that will feed you from the bread of life. For Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And I just want to let you know, if you're going to trust the power of God, then you better be just like old Joseph. You better know that the Lord God is right by your side. It don't matter how many haters are in the midst. Don't matter how many go up against you. It can even be your very own brothers, and they can throw you down in a pit. But God got somebody that'll bring you up out of the pit. God got somebody that'll let you know that the Lord God is with you. Then we heard about the children of Israel had all kind of idol gods and everything else. But the Bible declared that if we want the power of God's success, we got to have God in our life. We got to have God down on the inside. God that'll feed us when we get hungry. God that'll be right there by our side. And I just stopped by to remind you that old Bishop told us last week that if we're going to do what the Lord wants us to do, we ought to know who to call on. And when you call on the power of God, I found out that we got to be prayed. We got to clean up some things. We got to get some of that mess out of our system. Get some of that mess out of our house. Allow the Lord to come on in. If anybody want to be prayed, anybody realize that after you clean out some stuff, you got to get ready to be prepared. Preparation time. It's time to prepare yourself for the power of a loving God, and know that God will be right there by your side. I just want to thank my God this morning for being that kind of a God that'll feed me whenever I get hungry. I thank God that he's been preparing me for this day right now. To open up my mouth, is there anybody in Foul Chapel that love God with all of your heart? Is there anybody that realize that you've been prayed, you've been prepared, and now you're ready to pray? He didn't have time to tell you all of that, but you better open up your own mouth and say, Our Father,
Our Father who art in heaven, I want to call on the name Jesus. I need the Lord to stop and see about me. Oh, how I love the Lord. I thank my God this morning that it's time to pick up the pieces. If you're not on the Lord's side and you're going through hell and try water, you better pick up the pieces of your life. Tell the enemy to get behind you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I know the Lord will be right by your side. It's time. It's time to pick up the pieces that you feel like that are not worth anything. But the Lord God tells us and shows us that there's a time that we got to reserve and hold on to that, that we consider to be the fragments. We got to pull from those and know that God will. Will do. What no one else can do. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. I serve a mighty Savior. And when we look at this parable, we can see the move of God. It does not matter what you see with your human eye. But if you trust the power and the faith that you have in God, God can take your small resources and he can enlarge your territory and give you everything that you need. You see, the Bible declares that Jesus said, I'm going to send Philip, but I already know what I'm going to do. Because all I have to do is speak the word, and little will become much. I can speak the word, and that one that's got pain in their body, that pain can be delivered instantly. All you have to do is trust and have faith. The Bible declares if you got just a little bit of faith, it can move a whole mountain of despair out of your life. When I'm able to see that my God can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And granted, there were 5,000 men, but then when you count in the women and the children, look at what God can do. So if you go home and you open your cupboard, it just seemed like that it's not enough for us to make it. You tell that devil you're a liar. Because I'm going to open this cupboard and God going to give me an increase. God going to bless me in a way to show me that I may not have what I want to have. But I can take this 2 pounds of beans and we can eat off that 2 days if we have to. You got to trust in using what God has already given you. And then don't be wasteful. And just think that you can just discard it. There comes a time that you got to gather up the pieces, because they're important for someone else. You might not want it, but there's always somebody that's standing in need of your blessings.